Welcome to This Week in r/ReactJS, where we read you the top stories of the week based on subreddit votes. This podcast is never longer than 10 minutes, so let's get started. Everything I write in 2019 will be in TypeScript. This week, TypeScript and React kind of blew up on Twitter and Reddit. I'm not exactly sure why, but this post probably sums up the zeitgeist. The top comment from user George Harvey Bones said, 90% of the time, it was pretty straightforward and I liked it. I've used Flow, so I know the basic idea and some stuff to watch for, but when I got stuck, it was brutal. I'd say the issues I had are the really poor documentation. It reminds me of the immutable JS one. It's super abstract and unfriendly. It seems to me more for existing C# developers than JS ones. Overall, I'm not sure TS is the answer, but I definitely feel like it's on the right lines. Certainly worth learning. User Letterboxd/ said, one mistake I see newcomers to TypeScript doing is adopting every single strict feature. You may think you're doing it right from the start, but actually TypeScript has many benefits even if you use a more JavaScript-y or functional style. Some of the features only make sense in some shops. The strictest settings are probably most useful to, for example, someone coming from a C# background. If you're a compositional kind of shop, don't use strict settings. Any is okay. Instead, start learning how to use generics to allow the types to compose themselves over time. There is a lot more discussion over here. A lot of people disagreed with Letterboxd/, but you get the picture. And finally, user Dark Swordsman said, I think TypeScript is great, but I can't see it actually being used that mainstream yet. So there actually weren't that many positive users of TypeScript, but I do want to single out, I guess, one of the more positive responses. User Vinyl said, I've been doing so for the past year, and it's been great. A lot of projects have added support for TypeScript in that year, being 2018, often making it a matter of very little to even no configuration. The tipping point has most certainly been reached, and I feel like TypeScript adoption will continue to grow massively for quite a while in 2019 still. So, pros and cons, certainly feels like people are considering TypeScript even if they're not fully on board yet. React Kawaii is a set of cute React SVG components. This project's actually not new, I've seen this before, but it got a lot of upvotes this week, and it's worth checking it out if you haven't seen it. It's got a bunch of really cute, I guess they're components, with different moods. They've got smiley faces on them. You have a backpack component, you've got a credit card component, you've got a ghost, you've got a really adorable mug, and even a speech bubble. And all of them smile or frown based on their mood, which you give them. So that's a really nice way to add personality. User KiteFR says, nice, I'll install some as Easter eggs in the application at work. The elements of UI engineering. Another post on overreacted.io from Dan Abramov, and this one's a doozy. It's basically everything he thinks about when he thinks about user interfaces. And I think that this is very valuable for any front-end team lead, or just any front-end engineer in general. And if you're, it's not even for the web, if you're just doing any sort of user interfaces, you're gonna wanna think about these elements. And I'm just gonna go through the list of elements and talk about a few that really respond to. So consistency is the top one, and no surprise, it's about state management across multiple parts of the UI on the same screen. Responsiveness, this one's not really about, you know, the mobile responsiveness. It's more about different types of actions and responding to user actions. So there's discrete actions like clicks, where you can actually take your time. But continuous actions like scrolling and gestures need to be very, very smooth. So that's responsiveness. There's latency, the jumpiness of the layout. There's navigation, whether you can navigate back and forth and the URL responds and respects that. Staleness, of the cache. Entropy, I really like this one. Basically, it's state explosion, right? There's, for n possible states, there are n times n minus one possible transitions between them, so you have to manage all of them, or test all of them, or have some sort of state machine to make sure that everything that happens is intentional and not something that you haven't planned for. Priority, this one's very, very relevant to time slicing. Accessibility, that goes without saying, but we do want to make it a default because, you know, we need to make it easy for product developers to do the right thing. Internationalization, there was a framework that was released that we're going to talk about later on. Delivery, this is more about sort of bundle size and performance. Resilience, you know, you don't want to ship bugs, but what happens if you do ship bugs? Does your program fail gracefully? And abstraction, how do you reuse your components and your code in a way that hides implementation details and makes it easy to change or optimize for change? Basically, a lot of really great stuff. You should read the post if you haven't read it. FBT was open sourced this week. It's an internationalization framework from Facebook, which they use to do IoTNN for their React apps. However, it caused a lot of confusion because the docs are kind of light. It's just open sourced. It says that the features are inline translatable text, seamless text collection, and integrated translations. But people were generally confused comparing it to React International, Lingui, and Mozilla's Fluent. User NixBlue said, "It looks cool, but I'm seriously struggling to get my head around how to use it." Basically, the API confused people. So I think they have to do more work on their documentation. Our second segment is projects, where we feature cool open source projects shared by r/react.js community members. Movies app links. This is a nice movie demo app featuring only hooks and functional components, Brent Jackson's Rebase, Max Stoiber's styled components, Firebase auth and database usage, Jared Palmer's Formic and Yup libraries, as well as Netlify hosting. This is a very interesting app because it's kind of simple, but also non-trivial, and it really experimented in terms of usage of different types of patterns in a hooks-only app. User Leonardo da Pinchme said, "Really like extracting all of the providers into their own function. Makes your app.js render much cleaner." Obviously, you have to check out the source code if you want to see what Leonardo is talking about. It also features a usage of use previous, which is an interesting hook, because to get around the limitations, the constraints of the use ref hook. So definitely check that out. An interesting project, and I like it. React katas. I really like this one because it's not as technically impressive as an all hooks app, but it's done by a beginner developer, self-described, and it's a really, really good way to learn. So what katas are, let's see what this person says. Right, so katas are repeating a task until you can do it from muscle memory, and it's just a way of practicing and getting good at React. So here, user Saito200 has written a few katas for practicing how to write higher order components, for doing async data fetching, for composition, for the context API, and for the React Router API. So these are all pretty good ways to practice for beginner developers. He also has plans to add embedded React, I don't know what that is, I guess, and windowing, I guess, portals and refs, render props, default props and prop types, as well as React testing. So these are all interesting. I mean, this is all open source. If you want to contribute and learn along the way, I think this is a really good opportunity. User Phil Hager says, "This is a really great idea. I like the principle of Okada. Repeat a task until you can do it from muscle memory." All right, I think I just repeated myself. Oh, I'll get better at this, but I really like this project. And that was this week in r/react.js. Did we miss anything? Come complain in the r/react.js subreddit chat. See you next week.